Unit 2. Recording 10. Lesson 2D. Exercise 6.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts, the show where you, the audience, put your questions to them, the experts. So, let's have the next question, please.
David Riley from Manchester. My question is, who changed the history of transport?
Yes, an interesting question. Thank you, David. I'll put that question first to Professor Rachel Fielding from West London University. Professor Fielding.
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't had much chance to think about this, but I'm going to choose two people. Brothers, in fact. Orville and Wilbur Wright.
OK. Tell us a bit about them.
Well, Orville and Wilbur were American pioneers. When Orville Wright was born in 1871, America was a place where people travelled by horse. By the time he died in 1948, aeroplanes were common and commercial flights had begun. This was an amazing change, truly amazing, and it was the Wright brothers who helped to cause this change. They designed and built the first real aeroplane in 1903. They also invented a steering system that allowed pilots to control the aeroplane. We still use this system in modern aeroplanes.
Excellent. A strong case for the Wright brothers then. Now, Dr. Marcus Redman from the University of Central Florida, what's your opinion?
Well, of course, I'm an American, so I should agree with Rachel. But in fact, I'm going to choose another American, Henry Ford.
Ah, the famous Henry Ford. Tell us why you've chosen him.
Well, it's quite simple, really. Ford was born just a few years before the Wright brothers in 1863, and he died a year before Orville Wright in 1947. During his life, he produced the famous Model T Ford, and by 1918, half of all the cars in America were Model T Fords. But perhaps more importantly, he invented the modern factory, which allowed him to produce thousands of cars cheaply and efficiently.
Fascinating stuff. Now, Dr. Wendy Young from Central Sydney University in Australia. What's your view?
Well, I'm really interested in what my colleagues here have said, but for me, there's only one answer, and it's not a person, it's an organisation, NASA.
Ah, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Basically, the American Space Agency. Can you call an organisation a hero? Well, maybe. Carry on anyway.
Well, NASA was created in 1958, and in 1969, 11 years after it was created, NASA put the first person on the moon with the Apollo 11 spaceship. That was an amazing achievement, and it completely changed the world. And, of course, NASA later developed the Space Shuttle, and it also helped to build the space station.